This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Pueblo residents celebrated their newly rebuilt Arkansas River levee yesterday. The original structure was built after the deadly flood that devastated the city a century ago. Victims of that disaster were remembered during the ceremony. Pueblo County Commissioner Garrison Ortiz said it's time to reflect and to harness the energy and resiliency shown throughout the community's history.
Pueblo is tough. We're tough as steel. Our resiliency is deep as any flood, and Pueblo always comes back better and stronger than ever before.
Repairs to bring the 2.8-mile-long levee up to current FEMA standards began in 2014 and cost some $25 million. Features include a walking trail on top of the levee and a new million-dollar suspension bridge for pedestrians. In-person First Friday events are back in the art scene around Denver today. CPR Arts reporter Monica Castillo says it's a small step in the return to public life.
A number of art districts are welcoming back visitors. The Art District on Santa Fe Drive will celebrate its return to First Friday with open galleries, live music, and food trucks. Art lovers can also explore the art and music on display in the Rhino Art District and downtown's Dairy Block. And for those more in the mood for music, First Friday Jazz Hop returns to Five Points. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
It's CPR News at 2:06.